Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru. Love spring in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Steve from Wyndham.
Hey, Steve.
Good morning. What's going on today?
You know, just a couple of friends hanging out.
Yep.
A little water cooler talk. Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Steve?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
So there are 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy's now gone into that soundproof studio. She cannot hear anything that is happening. Steve, are you ready?
Yes. Let's do it.
The voice of Bart Simpson, a.k.a. Nancy Cartwright, is launching a podcast called Simpsons Declassified. What is the name of the clown who hosts a children's television show in Springfield?
Krusty.
Akon turning 52 years old today. Which rapper featured on this song with Akon? Take a listen.
Maybe go to my place and just kick it like Tybo. And possibly bend you over. Look back and watch me smack that hat all on the floor. Smack that hat, give me some more. Smack that hat till you get sore. Smack that.
Which rapper featured on that hit with Akon?
Eminem.
Question number 3. Bill Belichick, 73 years old today. What is the name of Bill's much maligned 24-year-old girlfriend?
That would be Jordan.
Do I need her last name?
We do. We need a full name.
Oh,
here.
We need the last name, too.
Jordan. What
Sparks.
Is it? Jordan. Hudson? Hudson?
Question number 4. The final 6 will perform tonight on The Masked Singer at 8 o'clock on Fox. Can you name 2 of the 4 judges on this current season of The Masked Singer?
So The Mask is, what's his name? The singer, the, I know Ken Jeong, right? Ken Jeong, is it still,
All right,
I'm not going to get all 4.
Question number 5. Lil Nas X was hospitalized Monday with paralysis on the right side of his face. He told his fans, quote, "I'm going to look funny for a little bit, but that's it." Lil Nas X had a number 1 song with Jack Harlow in 2021. Named the song.
With Jack Harlow. So it wasn't Old Town Road.
Nope.
It was the one after that, which, again, I'm not going to get it.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
We're out of Steve's wheelhouse.
Kennedy!
That's all right. I understand Steve is trying to win Danny Grammer tickets for his wife, Dan.
That's a good man right there.
What's your wife's name, Steve?
Her name is Jamie.
Jamie, has she seen Andy in concert before?
She has seen him a bunch of times. She's seen him in Lowell, Beverly. I think down in I think down in the casino there in.
That's awesome.
Connecticut. Yeah.
You're a good egg. Trying to win the tickets for your wife.
I appreciate that.
Steven got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done, my friend.
These are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
The voice of Bart Simpson, a.k.a. Nancy Cartwright, is launching a podcast called Simpsons Declassified. Can you give me the name of the clown who hosts a children's television show in Springfield?
Krusty.
With a K, Kennedy, of course. Tied at one. Question number two. Akon, 52 years old today. Which rapper featured on this hit song from Akon? To my place and just kick it like Tybo. Love to kick it like Tybo. Possibly bend you over. Look back and watch me smack that all on the floor. Smack that, give me some more. Smack that till you get so. Smack that,
oh. I don't get to hear the rapper?
No, that's the whole thing.
Ludicrous.
Eminem, Kennedy.
Oh, right.
3-1 for Steven. Question number four. The final six will perform tonight on The Masked Singer at 8 on Fox. Can you name two of the four judges on this current season of The Masked Singer?
Oh, gosh, probably not. Robin Thicke and Jenny McCarthy?
Rita Ora and Kenny
Jong. I didn't realize
Jong.
You said two of them. I thought you wanted all four. That's why I gave up on that.
Oh, no.
Oh, Steve.
Yeah. But Robin Thicke was the guy I was thinking. That was the one.
Listen to yours.
3-2. Question number five, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Lil Nas X was hospitalized Monday with paralysis on the right side of his face. He told his fans, quote, I'm going to look a little funny for a bit, and that's it. Lil Nas X had a number one song with Jack Harlow in 2021. What was it called?
Industry Baby?
Ooh.
Good pull.
It's the only Jack Harlow song I know. So whenever you ask a Jack Harlow question, that will always and forever be my answer.
I'll keep that.
Whether it's right or wrong.
3-3 is the final score, and with the tie, Kennedy gets the win. Steven, you don't get the cash. But you do pick up those Andy Grammer tickets for Jamie.
Thank you. Come back completed, Kennedy. Great job.
Yeah, very well done, Kennedy. Steven, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Steve from Wyndham, but I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no. Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. You know, a little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. You can learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Janelle from Worcester.
Hi, Janelle.
Hi, good morning.
Is your son Lorenzo still in the car?
Yes.
Hey, what's up, Lorenzo?
Hello.
All right, kick Kennedy out of the studio.
All right.
Good luck.
Bye, Kennedy.
Thank you.
All right, Janelle, so you understand how this works. There are five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Question number one. Anya Taylor-Joy, turning 29 today. She's the star of next month's Furiosa prequel. Beth Harmon on The Queen's Gambit and Princess Peach in the Super Mario Brothers movie. Who voiced Super Mario in that movie?
Who voiced Super Mario in the movie? What, I'm sorry, what was the movie?
The Super Mario Brothers movie.
Oh.
Boondock Saints.
I love Boondock Saints, by the way. Is it Martinette? I don't remember. Marty Charles something.
Question number two. The director of American Psycho is still mystified that Wall Street Bros have embraced the Patrick Bateman character since the story is, quote, a gay man's satire on masculinity. Which actor played Patrick Bateman in American Psycho?
Oh, my God. Am I timed on this? American
Are you
Psycho,
timed? Yeah, we have to finish the show by 10.
Our boss, Sal, would like us to play some songs before then, too.
Christian Bale? Lorenzo, you're not helping much.
Question number three. Today is National Banana Day. Name these. Name the song these lyrics come from. Take a listen.
And what do you want? Who sings it?
Name the song.
Oh, Bananas by Fergie.
Question number four. The Wendy's fast food chain has made fun of Katy Perry's spaceflight, tweeting, and I quote, "Can we send her back?" Then Kesha piled on by posting a picture of herself sipping from a Wendy's cup. Name the man who is the founder of Wendy's and served and starred in over 800 commercials for the chain before his passing.
Oh, I can see it now. Mm-hmm. He used to do those commercials with his daughter.
Yep, white hair. Yep,
that's it. Dave Thomas?
Question number five. Bill Belichick's catchphrase, "Do your job," is apparently owned by the Patriots, so his girlfriend is trying to trademark it with Bill's version in parentheses afterwards. Like what Taylor Swift does with her music, Taylor has two albums left to re-record. Can you name them both?
Oh, God. Taylor Swift album.
Lorenzo's like,
Taylor Swift version. I know. He's just like, I don't know this. You got to call your sister.
All right. Let's get Kennedy.
No. I'm not saying I don't. I'm saying he doesn't. Hold on. Let me take a guess. Okay. Taylor Swift. What's her first album? Is it Taylor Swift version?
I love you, but we need to keep the game moving.
Kennedy, let's go. Come on in, Kennedy.
Red and Taylor Swift. Those are my guesses. Red and Taylor Swift.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't know.
Kennedy, welcome back. It was a journey to get
here. It was a wild ride.
Janelle and her son Lorenzo got 2 out of 5.
All right.
To be honest with you, I lost track. These are tough. Help. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Anya Taylor-Joy, 29 today. She's the star of next month's Furiosa prequel, Beth Harmon on The Queen's Gambit, and Princess Peach in the Super Mario Brothers movie. Who voiced Super Mario in that movie?
Chris Pratt.
And he just sounded like Chris Pratt.
It was very weird.
Yeah.
1-0. Question number two. The director of American Psycho is still mystified that Wall Street Bros have embraced the Patrick Bateman character since the story is, quote, a gay man's satire on masculinity. Which actor portrayed Patrick Bateman in American Psycho?
Christian Bale.
2-1. Today's National Banana Day. Name the song these lyrics come from.
The song or the artist?
Name the song.
Hollaback Girl.
3-1. Question number four. Although the banana song would have been a much better
choice. Yeah, I like Bananas by Fergie. It sounds like it would have been a banger.
The Wendy's fast food chain made fun of Katy Perry's spaceflight, tweeting, quote, "Can we send her back?" And then Kesha piled on by posting a picture of herself sipping from a Wendy's cup. Name the man who is the founder of Wendy's and starred in over 800 commercials for the chain before he passed.
Dave Thomas.
4-2. Question number five. Bill Belichick's catchphrase, "Do your job," is apparently owned by the Patriots. So his girlfriend is trying to trademark them with Bill's version in parentheses.
Absolute marketing genius.
Like what Taylor Swift does with her music, Kennedy. Taylor has two albums left to re-record. Can you name them both?
Oh, Reputation and Taylor Swift.
That is it. Self-titled.
Are you a Swifty?
Sure,
no, but
like
I'm getting it from you, though, Dan.
Yeah, my girlfriend's going to be so proud of you.
Yay, me!
5-2 is the final score. Nice job. Good work, Kennedy. From the 207, the Game Show Network just premiered the newest version of Tic-Tac-Toe on Monday night, Kennedy.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe something for you to check out. Well, Janelle, you don't get the cash, but we thank you guys for listening and playing this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
I'm Janelle from Whistler and my son Lorenzo, and we cannot see.
And now she's underwater for some reason.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I'm
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy. Sponsored by Subaru. Love spring in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Donna from Plymouth.
Hello, Donna.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good.
Also, her daughter there, Megan, 21 today, Kennedy.
Let's go.
How are you celebrating?
I'm going to go get my license renewed and then go out to brunch with my family.
Oh, have a good time.
Thank you.
What do you mean? They're paying.
Donna, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Don't go to the RMV for your 21st birthday.
I could find some other things to do.
Yes, but you need to have it switched so it looks so you are 21 and they're not looking at it wrong. And then you can walk in with your brand new license and go into the bar and say, check it. Check it, baby. 1, 2, 3, 4.
We've changed, Kennedy. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
I think I did that.
Sure. Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Kennedy has now gone off into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Question number one. The voice of Bart Simpson, Nancy Cartwright, is launching a podcast called Simpsons Declassified. What is the name of the Simpsons God-fearing, overly friendly next-door neighbor that Homer hates?
Oh, I didn't watch it enough.
All right.
Oakley Dokley neighbor.
Question number...
I think we don't know. Oh, wait a minute. Who is it? Ned Flanders.
Oh, we got a third.
There's a third voice.
There's a third person.
Well, we dad's here too. So,
question number two: a crew member from the movie is backing Justin Baldoni on his legal battle with Blake Lively, saying Blake Lively took advantage of Justin Baldoni's kindness to usurp power from him. What is the movie that they did together where all of this stems from? Anybody?
It's a new movie. How's
right,
that?
I'll write that down.
New movie.
I'll take that under advisement. Question number three. Chance the Rapper, 32 today. He features on which hit song with Justin Bieber where he delivers these lyrics? Take a listen.
I'm a believer. My heart is fleshy. Life is short with a temper like Joe Pesci. They always come and sing your praises. Your name is catchy, but they don't see you how I see you. Parlay and Desi. Cross tween Hesse. Hit the jazz beat. When they get messy, go lefty like Lionel Messi.
Name the song.
It's Holy.
Question number four. Bryan Adams lied to us in summer of 69. He actually got his first real six string from a music shop. And it wasn't even in 1969. In the opening lyrics to the song, where does he say he bought his first real six string?
Over at the Five and Dime.
Okay, is Dad playing or is Donna? Who's playing here? Is it Megan?
Anybody? It's the whole family.
All right.
Yep.
Question number five. Uma Thurman washes and reuses her Ziploc bags to help the environment. We do that occasionally. Uma Thurman has been in 3 Quentin Tarantino movies. Can you name them all?
Nope. We're going to have to pass on that one.
Okay. Didn't even give Dad a chance. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio. going to the RMV for her 21st birthday.
You know, you can go other places after that.
You think maybe when she
turns... She actually has plans for the entire week. So
All right, that's good.
Yeah,
what, maybe
out.
The dentists?
Yeah. Yep.
Donna got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done.
With an assist.
A mysterious dad in the background. Yes, by two of them. We don't know his name.
Right. Yeah, we don't have a name or anything. All right, these are tough. Are you ready?
Yes.
The voice of Bart Simpson, Nancy Cartwright, launching a podcast called Simpsons Declassified. Kennedy, what is the name of the Simpsons God-fearing, overly friendly next-door neighbor that Homer hates?
Ned Flanders.
Tied at one. A crew member from the movie is backing Justin Baldoni in his legal battle with Blake Lively, saying Blake Lively took advantage of Justin's kindness to usurp power from him. What is the movie they did together where all of this stems from?
It Ends With Us.
It Ends With Us, not It's a New Movie. But I did like that answer. 2-1, question number 3, Chance the Rapper, 32 today. He features on this hit song with Justin Bieber, where he delivers these lyrics. Take a listen.
I'm a believer, my heart is fleshy. Life is short with a temper, like Joe Pesci. They always come and sing your praises. Your name is catchy, but they don't see you how I see you. Parlay and Desi. Cross tween tween Hesse. Hit the Jets beat. When they get messy, go lefty like Lionel Messi.
Name the song.
Is it one holy or two holies?
Could be 3. Might be 4.
Holy.
Might not even be holy.
Just one holy.
Just one holy?
Just one holy.
It is just one holy.
That Joe Pesci line is a bar. It gets
so
me
good.
Every time.
Yes, it's a great one.
I agree.
3-2, question number 4. Bryan Adams apparently lied to us in the summer of 69. He actually got his first real six string from a music shop, and it wasn't even in 1969. In the opening lyrics to the song, where does he say he bought his first real six string?
At the Five and Dime?
Yes, it was the Five and Dime.
Played it till his fingers bled.
4-3, question number 5. Uma Thurman washes and reuses her Ziploc bags to help the environment. Uma Thurman has been in 3 Quentin Tarantino movies. Can you name all 3?
So we've got Kill Bill 1 and 2. And then we've got Pulp Fiction.
And we've got a correct answer.
Whee!
Whee! Indeed. 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy takes out the entire family.
Now.
Yes. Well, congratulations to you for celebrating your 21st today in such epic
have a great
fashion.
Weekend.
You get to have your first sip of alcohol tonight. Ever.
Yep.
All right, Donna and Megan and Mystery Dad, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Donna and Megan from Plymouth, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.